All right. Good morning, everybody. How we doing? We're going to get it going. It's a beautiful, beautiful day on Catalina, am I right? I love this weather. Happy Halloween. If you celebrate it, I grew up the son of a pastor, and I never celebrated Halloween. We would turn off all the lights in the house and leave. That's what we did for Halloween. So we're not doing that this year, though. Cohen's going to be a plane, which is going to be awesome. So he's going to be a pilot, I guess. When I was growing up, I wanted to be an ambulance when I grew up. And so Cohen is being a plane, all right? So, well, welcome. Today is a celebration service. So I don't know if you're arriving today feeling like you have anything to celebrate, but we're going to be celebrating. God is good. And speaking of goodness, Christmas trees, all right? 5 days left to buy your tree, okay? Raise your hand. Have you bought your Christmas tree yet? Okay, we're going to out those people who haven't right over here, okay? You can scan it with your phone now, apparently. You got 5 days to buy one, all right? So, think about it. As the band comes up, speaking of celebration, I just found this in Psalms. I love this. In the Message, it goes a little bit like this. Your marvelous doings are headline news. I could write a book full of the details of your greatness. The fame of your goodness spreads across the country. Your righteousness is on everyone's lips. Amen. Mm. If only God's goodness were headline news, if that was the first thing we saw when we opened up the CNN.com or wherever you get your news from, right? Because it's there. And we all need it today. I don't know if you guys feel like celebrating, but we're going to celebrate. Yeah, all right? Absolutely. Let's do it, John.
Thanks, Reed. And we are excited. We can do these once a month, and it's just an opportunity to do extra worship and praise and just connect with the Lord in our hearts. And so as you're comfortable doing that, whether you want to stand and dance, some of these songs in the beginning are going to be upbeat, and we're just going to have some fun with it. So let's do that, right?
Yeah, I just want to take a minute. I told Jonathan I want to do a little call of worship again. You know, this is kind of like, you look at it like, how many people are football fans here? Nobody? Oh, I have one. Okay. How many people love to go to a great concert? Like, the person you like, listen to their music, you like to go to their concert. Okay, this is like a concert that you get to express your love and your sold-out devotion to somebody who pulled you from so much, that set you free, that gave you back a name, that took away your shame and your pain. You know, I wanted to share just a quick little thing. I mean, yesterday, yesterday, a friend and I decided we wanted to do the triathlon. And for those of you that do know or don't know, I had an accident where I had a pretty good fracture on my arm, and I didn't really ride my bike very much after. I think somebody, yeah, you know what it's about, fractures, right, when falling off your bike. It's kind of this fear thing you have to go through to get back on your bike. And I just recently, literally 3 weeks ago, got my bike back with a new handlebar, and I felt comfortable on it, and I went over Mount Ada, and I realized, you know, God took me through something. He made me face a fear, right? And I wanted to celebrate it. So I said, let's do the triathlon. I hadn't even really trained. I don't even know how fast I get if I trained. But I just wanted to be able to do it. And I thought the whole time I was doing it, I had these voices. You are so slow. You are so slow. You're holding people up. People want to go home already, and you're still on the course. You know, you're biking, wherever event, except in the water. Every other event was like this voice in your head. Does anybody else have a voice that does that? And, you know, this voice is like, it brings us down. Like, we think we're free. You know, some of us that struggle with addictions, whatever that addiction might be, we feel trapped in it, you know, because we're listening to the voice. And the voice usually brings us down. And so I want you to know today that why we're here to celebrate, and why I brought my cowboy boots, and why I picked music, and Jonathan and I picked music that is, Reed said earlier, is like bluegrass. It's like, it is, God is something to be celebrated. And his word tells us that when we praise him, he inhabits it. I don't know about you, but I'd like a visitation from the Lord, would you? Would you like to sense his presence in your life, setting you free, giving you confidence, shutting off the tape that's going on in your head? Don't you want the tape off? You want to hear what God says about you, amen? So I want people in this room today to celebrate with me because I got on my bike and you you can sit set free too, right? Amen. Let's hear it. So aimless, my life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Yeah, let's hear it. The light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Like a blind man, I wandered along. Oh my gosh, I'm singing Fly Away. Sorry, like, I'm sorry, I'm messing you up. That's why we're free.
Just like a blind man, I wandered alone.
Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like a blind man, God gave me his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
I was a fool to wander and stray. Straight is the gate and narrow the way. Now I have traded. Father, we thank you that you have set us free. Many of us still fear death. We fear, what does the end look like? But Lord, when we get to your celestial shores, we realize we're flying. It's funny, Lord, we were the last to finish. And they were ready to take everything down. And my husband said, oh, no, there's two more people out there. And the woman said, two more people. Oh my gosh, we got to wait. So they waited, and when they saw us coming, on the loudspeaker, she began to scream, I want everybody who has breath, say, bring these two girls home. And I couldn't help but think of the spiritual implication of what she was doing. She kept saying, everyone, do you hear me? Wherever you are, stop what you're doing and congratulate these two ladies for finishing. And Doreen kept saying, why does she keep saying that we're the last? And I thought, it's all good. Carla Parsons told me, I could hear from my house someone was cheering on the last two people. And let me tell you, it's going to be far greater when you enter the gates of heaven. It's going to be far greater. I don't care if you come in by the skin of your teeth, but don't not be in the race. Don't miss it, because they're going to wait. No matter how long it takes, no matter how much you go through, they're not going to close that gate for you. And when you come, they are going to cheer.
Oh, shame is a prison as cruel as a grave. And shame is a robber, he's going to come and take my name. Oh, love is my redeemer, he's lifting me from the ground. Love is the power where my freedom song is found. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. There ain't no that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise up out of the ground. Ring no grave, gonna hold my body down. Oh, fear is a liar with a smooth and velvet tongue. Fear is a tyrant, always telling me to run. Oh, love's a resurrection, and love is a trumpet sound. Love is my weapon, I'm gonna take my giants down. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body. Between death and life, and there on a tree, the Lamb of God was crucified. And he went down to hell, and he took back every key, and he rose up like a lion. He all set those captives free. There ain't no grave gonna hold his body. Trumpet sound.
I'm always there.
You are good, you are good. When there's nothing good in me, you are love, you are love, on display for all to see. You are light, you are light. When the darkness closes in, you are hope, you are hope. You have covered all my sin.
You are peace, you are peace. When my fear is crippling, you are true, you are true. Even in my wandering, you are joy, you are joy. You're the reason that I sing. You are life, you are life. In you death has lost its sting.
And now I'm running to your arms. I'm running to your arms. The riches of your love will always be enough. Nothing compares to your embrace. Light of the world forever reign. You are more, you are more than my words will ever say. I'm running to your arms. The riches of your love will always be enough. Nothing compares to your embrace. Light of the world forever reigns.
Sing this out, my heart.
My heart will sing. No other name.
give life. You give life. You are love.
You bring light to the darkness. You give hope.
You restore. Your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord.
All the earth.
All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing.
Lord, with our breath, we want to praise you. With all that is within us, Lord, we want to praise you. Lord, take whatever is keeping us from just wholeheartedly entering in this morning. Fear, insecurity, just not being in the mood. Help us, Lord. Just kind of give us a heart where we can just commune and feel your presence.
Lift up a shout of praise, for the bridegroom will come, the glorious one.
And oh, we will look on his face. We'll go to a much better place.
And
the song of the Lamb.
We're going to sing that again. Sing a song of celebration. For the time of rejoicing is near.
Sing aloud for the time of rejoicing.
The risen King, our groom, is soon to appear.
The risen King, our groom, is soon to appear.
The wedding feast to come is now near at hand.
The wedding feast to come is now near at hand.
Lift up your voice, proclaim the coming. We give all glory and all honor and all praise to you. You are truly lifted high above all other names. There is no name like the name of Jesus. Thank you for all that you do for us and have done for us. And we just enter in right now and just to a time of your word and the kids into some time of their own also with you. And we just ask your blessing on this time in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, the kids, you are dismissed to head back to your area and I'm just going to take just a few of our minutes, not many. I just want to continue to just sing and praise this morning. That's really going to be the theme of this morning. And gosh, you know, I know we were doing a few songs maybe you haven't heard before. I just pray that some of these words are just ministering to your heart, just reminding you of some of the beautiful themes that we find in a heart with God. And I just want to give us a picture here in Psalm 86 of that kind of life with God, that heart with God. This is just a beautiful psalm that I think really gives us some themes of those of us that are really pouring our life into a trust with God, into a life submitted to God. Listen to some of these themes here. It says, "Bend down." This is Psalm 86. "Bend down, O Lord, and hear my prayer. Answer me, for I need your help. Protect me, for I am devoted to you. Save me, for I serve you and trust you. You are my God. Be merciful, O Lord, for I am calling on you constantly. Give me happiness, O Lord, for my life depends on you. O Lord, you are so good, so ready to forgive, so full of unfailing love, and for all, so full of unfailing love for all who ask your aid. Listen closely to my prayer, O Lord. Hear my urgent cry. I will call to you whenever trouble strikes, and you will answer me. Nowhere among the pagan gods is there a God like you, O Lord. There are no other miracles like yours. All the nations, and you made each one, will come and bow before you, Lord. They will praise your great and holy name, for you are great and perform great miracles. You alone are God. Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may live according to your truth. Grant me purity of heart, that I may honor you. With all my heart, I will praise you, O Lord my God. I will give you glory to your name forever, for your love for me is very great, and you have rescued me from the depths of death. That's just verses 1 through 12 of Psalm 86, and just a really beautiful picture of when you place yourself in words like this: I am devoted to you. I serve you. I trust you. I'm calling on you constantly. My life depends on you. You know, the request there to give me purity of heart, that he can honor him out of that pure heart. Just our whole heart will praise you, Lord. And so you can see decisions being made here by the psalmist, you know, deep trust, deep dependency, deep longing, deep reliance on God, calling out constantly. So I don't know where you find yourself in those kinds of words this morning, in a discipline of those things. If you do, I believe you find similar words like this in return from God, because this is the great thing that comes out of that relationship. You know, he's protecting us. He is saving us. He is merciful to us. He's giving us happiness there. His forgiveness and his unfailing love is just so full towards us every morning. He's listening to us. He's calling out, but I know he's hearing me because I trust that. He's teaching me those ways because I'm asking, you know, I'm asking. And so he's showing me what to do. And so he's going to grant me a pure heart out of that place of seeking him. And as I'm worshiping him and praising him with all my heart, giving glory to his name, I'm realizing so much of that praise is coming out of the truth here that he says he's rescued me from the depths of death. He's literally saved my life. How can I not choose to praise his name? So this is a beautiful psalm, but I wanted you to relate to that activity between you and God. There's this dependency and a trust and a reliance and a calling out. And in return, if we're really truly pouring our hearts in that way, he answers, he protects, he guides, he saves, he rescues. And this is why we celebrate. This is just the cool thing about the relationship with God. This is, you know, I wish I could just get people to, I want to be able to just give that to people. Like, here, just try this on. It really works. You just have to put yourself in that posture of your heart yourself to know that for yourself. And I encourage you to do that, because this is an incredible psalm that I pray we find for ourselves this morning. Now, I wanted to give a little bit different picture, because I don't know if some of us find ourselves in this world from time to time, or, you know, the society we live in. James chapter 4, and I'm going to read the message. It's just really dynamic this morning. And I'm going to pick up a little bit into it about verse 4. The first three verses are saying, you know, you quarrel, you fight, you argue amongst yourselves, and you're doing this because you want something that someone else has and you can't have it, and so you're fighting and you're arguing and you're, you know, there's like this self-focused, self-absorbent approach to life. Maybe a driving of our wills. I just, you know, this is what I want. This is what I want to do. This is, you know, pretty powerful verse here, starting in verse 4 of James 4. It says, "You're cheating on God if all you want is your own way. Flirting with the world every chance you get, you end up enemies of God and his way. And do you suppose God doesn't care? And the proverb has it that he's a fiercely jealous lover. And what he gives in love is far better than anything else you'll find. It's common knowledge that God goes against the willful proud. God gives grace to the willing humble. Let God work his will in you. Yell a loud no to the devil and watch him scamper. Say a quiet yes to God and he'll be there in no time. Quit dabbling in sin. Purify your inner life. Quit playing the field, hit bottom, and cry your eyes out. The fun and games are over. Get serious, really serious. Get down on your knees before the master. It's the only way you'll get on your feet." I want to just read that last verse again, and I'll come back to some other things. Get on your knees before the master. It's the only way you'll get on your feet. A few verses before that in the version, you know, it says submit to God and, you know, humble yourselves. Then he'll lift you up, right? You know, resist the devil. He'll flee from you. Some popular verses, you know, there. I love some of these words here in the message because I think it stirs us to the reality of really the challenge. I'm not really doing a long message. This is it. I'm almost done here. I put it the battle of the wills. We have strong wills in us. We actually have strong pride in us. And he says, you know, God opposes the proud, right? Gives grace to the humble. There's an activity that starts all this, and it comes with a submitting to God, just laying down our will and taking up the will of God for us. Is it an awful will? He says here, it's really cool. He says, "And what he gives in love is far better than anything else you'll find." So he's like, you know, you're fighting, quarreling because you want this or want that, and you're thinking this is going to fill your life. And he's like, his love will far outweigh all of that stuff. You're not going to lack anything. You won't miss anything. His will is not an awful thing for your life. It's actually the best thing for your life. And so if we would lay down our wills, if we would lay down our choice of chasing after a life or trying to grab it here and there and find it in God himself, literally coming from our knees before God, he will then let us stand up on our feet in a new, strong way, a new life, a vibrance there. You know, saying no to the devil, you know, saying yes to God. I love that. And then just that very beginning there, you know, you're cheating on God if all you want is your own way. And we fight this with God all the time because he's after our heart. He's after our whole heart. And we give him parts. We give him parts because I still want this part in my life. I'm not sure I want to give that up yet. You know, I like these. This is all I know. I encourage you to release a little bit more this week. Release another thing to God. Give something else up to him that you haven't given before. Open up an area of your heart, a door in your heart, to let him walk into and show you that his love is far better there than you ever thought, and you won't miss those other things. Now, maybe he will give you some of these things back, and if he does, he'll give them back to you in a restored way, one where they're not God before God. They are literally a blessing from God, allowed to be what he intended them to be all along. See, we put these things before God and we're an adulterous people. We just are serving things rather than serving God. We're giving these things, our life over to these things, or people rather than to God. So the beauty here for us is finding like that life in the psalmist that we saw earlier in Psalm 86, devoted to God, submitted to God, calling out to God, surrendered, serving God, praising God, right? Realizing in James 4 there, kind of a stern warning, like, hey, if you chase after the things of this world, you're going to become an enemy of God. You know, say no to those things. Say no to the devil, that trap that he's leading us down. Say yes to God. Humble yourself to him. He's going to lift you up. So I say all that just to encourage you. We're on that path together as a family here, and we can come alongside each other, encourage, pray, lift someone up. If you see someone struggling, you know, pray with them and just say, yeah, keep trusting in God. You're going to find he's going to come through for you. He's going to come through for you. He won't leave you on your own. He'll come through. I just want to continue with some worship this morning now for the rest of our time. And, you know, sit in those verses a little bit this morning, and then maybe these songs again, as we sing these words, you know, let it be kind of a song of our heart, literally from you, your heart to him, saying those things to God and really committing our lives to him. So let's continue to worship here as we celebrate this morning.
Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Praise you in the morning, praise you in the evening, praise you when I'm young and when I'm old. Praise you when I'm laughing, praise you when I'm grieving, praise you every season of the soul. If we could see how much you're worth, your power, your might, your endless love, then surely we would never cease to praise. Breath, praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Praise you in the heavens, joining with the angels, praising you forever and a day. Praise you on the earth now, joining with creation, calling all the nations to your praise. If they could see how much you're worth, your power, your might, your endless love, then surely they would never cease to praise. Let everything that has breath, el poder del pecado. Su amor es fuerte y poderoso. El Rey de Gloria, el Rey de Majestad. Conmueve al mundo con su estruendo y nos asombra con maravillas. El Rey de Gloria, el Rey de Majestad. Así sublime es, perfecto es tu amor. Tomaste mi lugar, cargaste tú mi cruz. Tu vida diste ahí, y ahora libre soy. Oh, 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 Jesús, te adoro por lo que hiciste en mí. Who brings our chaos back into order? who makes the orphan a son and daughter, the King of glory, the King above all kings, who rules the nations with truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance, the King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace, this is unfailing love, that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross, you would lay down your life, that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. You are worthy, worthy. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You would lay down your life, that I would be set free. Whoa, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Before the world was made, before you spoke it to be, you were the King of Kings. Yeah, you were, yeah, you were. And now you're reigning still, enthroned above all things. Angels and saints cry out, we join them as we sing. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God forever. Glory to God, glory to God forever. Creator God, you gave me breath so I could praise your great and matchless name all my days, so let my whole life be a blazing offering, a life that shouts and sings the greatness of the King. Glory to God, glory to God forever. And we sing glory to God, glory to God, glory to God forever. Take my life and let it be all for you and for your glory. Take my life, let it be yours. Take my life and let it be all for you and for your glory. Take my life, let it be yours. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God forever. And we sing glory to God. to God, glory to God forever. Through every battle, through every heartbreak, through every circumstance, I believe that you are my fortress. You are my portion. You are my hiding place. And I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life. I believe through every blessing, through every promise, through every breath I take, I believe that you are provider, you are protector, you are the one I love. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are. I believe you are. It's a new horizon, and I'm set on you. And you meet me here today with mercies that are new. All my fears and doubts, they can all come too, because they can't stay long when I'm here with you. It's a new horizon, and I'm set on you. And you meet me here today with mercies that are new. All my fears and doubts, they can all come too, because they can't stay long when I believe you are the way, the truth, the light. I believe you are the way, the truth, the light. I believe you are. Yes, I believe you are.
Well, Jesus, as we just close out our worship here this morning, that last song just echoed so much of what we just looked at in the scriptures, just proclaiming that you are these things to us. You're my fortress, my portion. You're my provider, my protector. Your promises over us are so important to remember, yet you will never leave us nor forsake us, that you will be there with us. And so as we submit our wills, our lives to you, humble ourselves to you, we begin to find these realities to be true. And I pray that for my brothers and sisters here this morning. As they go from this place, they go in the promises of God. They go in all the goodness of God that we were just singing of, this unfailing love, this lavished mercy on us that's new this morning. That's what changes our lives. So we're moving out of the things that have so tied us down and weighed us down in life, and we are coming into a life that is light and free and filled with hope in life. And that's all from you, Jesus. And we thank you. We praise you in that this morning. As we just close out in song here, singing of your promises to us, we throw ourselves fully into it in Jesus' name. Amen. We're just going to close with a song together. Why don't we stand together?
When the weight of life begins to fall, on the name of Jesus I will call. For I know my God is in control. and His purpose is unshakable. It doesn't matter what I feel, it doesn't matter what I see, my hope will always be in Your promises to me. Now I'm casting out all fear, for Your love has set me free. My hope will always be in Your promises to me. As I walk into the days to come, I will not forget what You have done. For You have supplied my every need, and Your presence is enough for me. It doesn't matter what I feel, it doesn't matter what I see, my hope will always be in Your promises to me. Now I'm casting out all fear, for Your love has set me free. My hope will always be in Your promises to me. Always be more than enough for me. You will always be more than enough for me. Nothing's gonna stop the plans You made. Nothing's gonna take Your love away. You'll always be more than enough for me. You will always be more than enough for me. You will always be more than enough for me. Nothing's gonna stop the plans You made. Nothing's gonna take Your love away. You'll always be more than enough for me. One more time, You'll always. You will always be more than enough for me. You will always be more than enough for me. Nothing's gonna stop the plans You made. Nothing's gonna take Your love away. You'll always be more than enough for me. It doesn't matter what I feel, it doesn't matter what I see, my hope will always be in Your promises to me. Now I'm casting out all fear, for Your love has set me free. My hope will always be in Your promises to me. It doesn't matter what I feel, it doesn't matter what I see, my hope will always be in Your promises to me. Now I'm casting out all fear, for Your love has set me free. My hope will always be in Your promises to me. Your promises to me.
Before you turn that off, Katie, I just wanted to make one quick announcement. Next celebration service, 1 month from now, right after Thanksgiving, the biggest part of worship is going to be all of us, you guys included. So I need your help on this. And those watching, I would encourage you, if you're unable to attend on island on that last Sunday of Thanksgiving, here's what I want is we're going to mix in a little bit of some songs, not as many songs, but I want to give open mics to be a family together and just talk about being thankful to God. Like, what are we thankful for? What is He doing right now in my life? What do I just want to give thanks for? Because it is going to feel, it's going to be worship when you hear each other just acknowledging where God's been moving in your life. So I want you to resonate on that this month as we continue to press into the Word of God together. But that next one, I'll give you some emails and blasts, and we'll remind you to come out with us on that celebration service. And we're just going to have a great time in worship, but mostly out of just giving thanks to God in areas that He's showing up, right? And He's coming through. So anyway, God bless you guys.
And
yeah.
And I don't know if you guys know this, but you guys are on the worship team.
Yes.
You are all worshipers in your seats. So sing loud, dance, raise your hands, whatever, because you're it. We're it. We're like unity, God's children. We're all the same, whether you have a mic or not.
Awesome. Well, God bless you guys. Have a great rest of your day and weekend, and we will see you next week.